Happy Wednesday to you.
And I understand you have lots and lots of African football news for us.
Kim, African football fans are looking forward to a big weekend in both men's and women's competition. Ladies first, the 2014 African Women's Championship kicks off Saturday in Windhoek, Namibia. All of the matches at the eight-team tournament will be played in the Namibian capital at the Sam Nujoma Stadium and the Independence Stadium. In Saturday's opening Group A matches, Namibia will host Zambia and Nigeria will play Ivory Coast. The Super Falcons of Nigeria have dominated African women's football. The Nigerian ladies are bidding for their ninth African title in Namibia. On Sunday, the action turns to Group B. South Africa will face Cameroon, and Algeria will go against Ghana. The African Women's Championship is also a qualification tournament for next year's FIFA Women's World Cup in Canada. Previously, only the top two African teams booked tickets for the Women's World Cup, but this time around, the top three African teams will go to Canada. So that means the third place match on October 25th in Windhoek will take on added importance. The final is scheduled that same day at the Sam Nujoma Stadium. And one other quick note, Equatorial Guinea, the defending champion in African women's football, did not make it to Namibia, getting knocked out in the qualifying rounds. Turning to African men's football, there are 14 qualifying matches scheduled this weekend for next year's Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Morocco. There will be three games on Friday and 11 on Saturday. Taking a quick look at Friday's fixtures, Lesotho will host Angola in Maseru, Botswana is at home in Gaborone against Egypt, and Senegal will take on visiting Tunisia in Dakar. And our African football guru, David Legg, will be joining us on Thursday and Friday for some analysis of the upcoming Nations Cup qualifiers, featuring some of Africa's best footballers.
The best footballers must have dedication and teamwork. And to end malaria, we need this same unity. Join with leaders like President Sirleaf.
Malaria stops footballers from scoring and students from learning.
And join with footballer Didier Drogba.
Malaria is preventable and treatable.
United, we can beat malaria.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
The voice of America.
Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady voice of America.
Voice of America!
This is Larry Zamude, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja, Nigeria. Let's talk to you about Brilla FM. It's Nigeria's only sports station. Of course, we partner at UA.
VOA!
And so you can listen to Sunny Side of Sports on 80.9 Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja. Keep listening, Africa, and enjoy Sunny Side of Sports on Brilla.
Thanks, Larry. And I hope to meet you and our friends at Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM next week when I travel to Nigeria on a Voice of America marketing trip. More grease to the sporty elbows of the Brilla broadcasters. Mark Ouma joins us now with more African football news.
Seven countries presented their bids to stage the 2017 Orange Africa Cup of Nations. The Confederation of African Football CAF Secretary General Hicham El Amrani disclosed in Cairo, Egypt on Tuesday. The bids, which were submitted to CAF before the 30th September deadline, were from Algeria, Egypt, Gabon, Ghana, Kenya, Sudan, and Zimbabwe. CAF reopened the bidding process on the 23rd of August after Libya withdrew from staging the event owing to insecurity in the country. Amrani says CAF will name the successful bid sometime next year. In Somalia, the domestic club league has been expanded from 8 to 10 teams. The Somali Football Federation president Abdi Kwani Said revealed in Mogadishu. Said says this is a significant development in Somali football, which contributes towards offering a better future for the youth of the country. Finally, Dutchman Nico Laboham is the new assistant coach for Zambia's national team Chipolopolo. The Football Association of Zambia president Kalusha Bwale revealed in Lusaka on Tuesday. He's expected to beef up the former Africans champions technical bench headed by Zambian owner Janza. Zambia have struggled so far in their 2015 Orange Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers, playing to a scoreless draw against Mozambique at home and going down 2-1 away in Cape Verde Islands. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Voice of America.
Kowalski for the Classic Rock Show, where each week we spotlight the great album rock and roll of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond. You can hear the program online at voanews.com and on the air on VOA each Wednesday at 21 hours Universal Time. Join me for the Classic Rock Show, 21 hours Universal Time Wednesdays on voanews.com and the Voice of America.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest, better part of the bottom of your heart... Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America.
And my Voice of America colleague, Shaka Sali, will be waiting for you later Wednesday night at 18:30 Universal Time with another edition of Straight Talk Africa. In more football news, USA coach Jurgen Klinsmann says Landon Donovan will wear the captain's armband on Friday night against Ecuador in his final appearance for the U.S. men's national soccer team. Coach Klinsmann says the 32-year-old Donovan will start and play about 30 minutes in the friendly match in the eastern U.S. city of East Hartford, Connecticut. Now, Donovan will be retiring at the end of Major League Soccer's season. The Los Angeles Galaxy star is the USA's all-time leading scorer with 57 goals and 58 assists. This will be Landon Donovan's 157th international appearance for the USA. Donovan and Klinsmann have had a testy relationship, especially after the German coach dropped him from the USA's World Cup team earlier this year. Meanwhile, Coach Klinsmann talks about the rest of his roster for the friendly against Ecuador.
Well, our approach to put together that roster against Ecuador is mainly to see, you know, younger players coming into the senior national team environment and proving their point. You know, we want to continue a little bit that that energy that was created in Czech Republic in Prague, you know, with that win overseas, and continue to see, you know, how far these young players can take it. You know, that way we purposely left quite a few players out, more. I would call them not old, I call them more experienced players, purposely because we want to give the younger generation a chance to break in. That way, you know, players like Kyle Beckerman, Brad Davis, Chris Wondolowski, you know, they are not on this roster, not because they're not part anymore of the senior national team, simply because, you know, we want to now see the youngsters coming through and making their point.
That's Jürgen Klinsmann, the head coach of the U.S. men's national soccer team, talking about his roster for Friday's friendly match against Ecuador in East Hartford, Connecticut. And once again, it'll be the final international appearance for Landon Donovan, the Los Angeles Galaxy star and the USA's all-time leading scorer. Donovan will wear the captain's armband against Ecuador. Coach Klinsmann, by the way, led the USA to the World Cup's knockout round of 16 at this year's World Cup in Brazil, where the Americans were beaten by Belgium 2-1 in extra time. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. One of the new segments at my Facebook page is a weekly English Premier League football question of the week. We post it on Tuesdays at my Facebook page. VOA's Downtown Brown takes a look at the responses, picks out his favorites, and then reads them out during Friday's Sunny Side of Sports shows. If you're listening tonight and want to email